so it's a special day every year. Thank you. should always be praying for, which is we pray for the world. church does and versus church practice. These first eight verses in chapter 7 are really going to focus on the church as it exists today. Here on earth, the church is the church that you and I are in. So the goal is for Paul. So the chapter begins at the very bottom. But also say this, whenever we study scripture, Do not harm the earth or the sea or choices, whether it's Jesus or his associated with so after the Son but really, just as someone who is a son, he's a from the rising of the sun to its setting, the name of the Lord is to be praised. Maybe in your mind, thinking like a Western thinker, you would say, first thing, all day long, the name of the Lord is to be praised. So you think of that, that sentence, that verse, as referring to a length of time, from the rising of the sun to its setting, from morning until evening, from dawn until dusk. Instead of thinking from the rising of the sun to its setting as being a length of time, it's not all day, all that it's everywhere, from the east to the west. The name of the Lord is to be praised. So the rising of the sun is that one. That's what we need. So not necessarily picturing some angel rising like the sun rises. So, John is located on the coast off of the coast of Turkey. And east to the east, to the south, is where Jerusalem is. That's where Palestine is. So, because it's everywhere. It's from north, south, east, and west. But salvation only comes from one place. That's where Jesus is. That's where the Lord is. That's where the temple is. That's where Israel is. That's where the Jews is. Salvation only comes from one place. Salvation only comes from where the cross was. So Ezekiel chapter 43. So I'm looking at verses 1 through 4. So we start with the page 7. Okay, now, before I read these verses, so this shows us these gifts, and the gifts are coming from the east. So 43, the glory of the Lord comes from the east. He led me to the east, faith facing east. And behold, glory of the God of Israel is coming from the east. The sound of his coming was like the sound of many waters, and the earth shone with his glory. And the vision I saw was just like the vision of the sea when he came to destroy the city. Then he cried on his ears with a loud voice, saying, bring near the executioners of the city, each with his destroyed weapons. Behold, six men came in from the direction of the upper gate, which faces the north, each with his weapon for slaughter and escape. And with them was a man clothed in linen, with a writing place on his waist. And he went in and stood beside the brick altar. Now the glory of the Lord. The glory of the God of Israel had gone up from the cherub in which it rested to the threshold of the house. And he called to the man clothed in linen, who had the right place in his place. The Lord said to him, pass through the city, through Jerusalem, and put a mark on the foreheads of the men who sigh and groan over all the abominations that you have committed. And to the others he said, they were old men, outright, young men, maidens, little children, women, and trusted no one. On whom is the mark? And it was stationary to the king, but the elders were important. Okay. So you get similar feelings and identity when you read about the first Passover. Right? It's like there's going to be judgment, there's going to be before that takes place, right? Before the ten plagues, before the last of the ten plagues, right? Before the angel of death comes, it's going to be a way to mark those who are dead. So in Exodus, it's the Lamb's blood. Here, it's those who are grieving over the abominations of the gods who are taking place in Jerusalem. Those who are sad about that because they're faithful to the Lord. They get a mark on your forehead. data up until the supper of believers is complete, someday the last Christian will form. The only God knows who that will be. But once that last Christian is marked, that's when the end will come. So, we're going to give it to you in relation to the one that will be the best. We pray for that. So, Church is Israel. The tribes of Israel are your tribes. This is your faith. So you're included in these 12 tribes. You're already sealed with the Ark of the Covenant. So we're not looking for something when after Jesus comes back from his church that there is a second chance for those who initially rejected him. So we'll do that next week. I'll finish up some thoughts on